morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here is our assignment. From a certain point onward, there is no longer any turning back. That is the point that must be reached. If you're reading this quote, if you're participating in Project Joy, you have definitely gone far past that point. What does this mean for us in the day-to-day of life? It means we can drop any and all conversations in conditioned mind about what's wrong, what's missing, what should be different, procrastination, complaining, resisting, and avoiding. The list of what we're dropping could be a lot longer, but we all get the point. There's no turning back. We get to admit that we're all in, and we get to pick up the pace with a song in the heart. Today, make some recordings that affirm for you what you know to be true. You're not going to stop paying attention and turn your life over to ego unconsciousness. Record and listen what you see about your choices given that clarity. All right, shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Ren from South Florida.
Hello, Ren.
Well, I have been hearing a big conversation about how I shouldn't get on the call and I shouldn't get in the queue, and I knew I was going to be the first one on. And
there
I
you
have
go.
Nothing to say, but I'm here. I'm here, and it's beyond turning back. Or whatever the quote says.
That's right. So you have nothing that ego has convinced you you should prepare in conditioned mind.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And yet you said that you realize that you have, in fact, crossed that line, that you know that there's no turning back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's that like?
It's like, I guess realizing that the undulations are still going to be there. It's not, you know, we're not getting anywhere like, woohoo, now I'm enlightened.
all can put all that stuff, yeah, all done with that. I can get on to, well, yeah, as if there is a next thing, right? I can get on to the next plan that conditioned mind has for the rest of my life. And then we think, oh, well, perhaps I have then just slipped out of that perception of enlightenment and back into relationship with egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. Yeah.
And just that, so, getting a lot of fear this time from conditioning and ego, and then just saying, hey, that's okay. That's what this is. And you're just going to do it anyway. So
that's right. Yeah. And so realizing that, of course, there's going to be fear because ego is fear. And ego is desperate to make sure that you don't stick with what you know to be true. So, yes. And the point that you made that I think is the most essential for all of us is it doesn't change anything. It's not like the undulations will stop. It's not like you'll never get identified with ego. It's not that you'll never feel afraid or get pulled into believing that fear is you. You know, all of that is very likely to go on.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is none of it means I'm going to quit paying attention.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not going to quit practicing. I'm not going to quit practicing awareness. I'm just not.
Yeah.
That's the whole huge difference. Good.
Yeah.
Huh?
And just I just appreciate hearing other people calling in and saying things that, you know, especially people whose voices now I recognize, or maybe I heard them at a retreat or something, and you just don't know how much it means to not feel alone.
Oh, yeah.
And
these are your peeps.
Yeah, and then to think about that on the other side, like, oh, maybe someone is listening out there, you know, and getting something from what I say. Shock, you know.
Yes, and you know it's true. When the voices aren't at us, you know it's true. It's just how it works. It's just how it is. Yeah. Good.
I'm really grateful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Once again, the voices lie, and it's always so good to prove that to ourselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take care, Ren.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ren. You know, Sherry, the recent awareness that I had was when we're lost, it's a beautiful poem by, I think it's David White, that when we're lost, that life is seeking us also. And it's an awareness and practice that that there is guidance to listen to the recording or call into the show or place oneself in the queue. It's almost as if life is saying, I know your attention's not on me. Here's something that you can do in order to get the attention back on me.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah,
and that sense that we're not, that not only are we seeking, but we're being sought.
Yes. You know, Ashwini, it reminds me of that. I think it's Hafiz. Something about ever since happiness learned your name, it's been running through the streets looking for you, something like that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that that's that feeling of being pursued by the unconditional, by goodness, by kindness,
mm-hmm.
by love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Takes the guilt out of it.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Here we go again. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. It's Jane in Colorado.
Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, everyone. I, like the last caller, knew that you would get me on. Life would bring me into the queue because I just had a little run-in, a big run-in, with conditioning, and I just want to say, it doesn't have a chance. I'm back.
Uh-huh.
It's a house full of holidays, people, you know, the holidays and a house full of family and not really sleeping very long last night and conditioning was going to try to rob me of this day. And I just was like, nope, I'm getting my recorder out and I'm, going to put myself in the queue, and life is in charge.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is so good. And what dropped in when you were saying that is that next year we'll put Ashwini in charge of this because, she tracks these things. that next year, coming, you know, starting like, I don't know, before Thanksgiving and certainly after Thanksgiving all the way up to the Christmas holidays, we will focus on bringing conscious awareness to what this is going to be like and that all the ideas that are floating around of how glorious and how wonderfully loving and warm and sweet and tender this holiday season will be, yes, possibly, probably, but along with that, not enough sleep and eating the wrong stuff and not exercising and not meditating and being out of our routine and having, other people's energy around us all the time, and it's going to take a toll. And that we are going to make that the winter workshop in preparation for the New Year's retreat, of course, so that we really do come into it from a place of unconditional love and no expectations.
Yes, and no judgment. I would need to add
no
for
judgment.
My
no judgment.
Christmas list. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's what you're describing for today, right? Okay.
Yes,
that
exactly.
happened.
Exactly. I'm standing
no judgment.
In unconditional love. Yes.
Yes, for everybody. right? Starting with you and just radiating out.
Oh, and it's regardless of circumstances. It doesn't matter how tired I am. I just have to take care of myself,
right?
But I don't need to listen to the stories about how
That's
tired
exactly
I am.
Right. That's exactly right. And there are naps in your future and good full night sleeps in your future. And, and without the story, it's not a problem, right? Without the story, you're just kind of tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And I have one thing I want that I'm feeling like I want to share. I had a sad thing happen. I lost one of my hearing aids. And for those of us that are aging and having any resistance, getting hearing aids can be a very useful thing if we can drop all the judgments about what that is. But I lost one, and now they have hearing aids that have Bluetooth. So I can listen all the time, and nobody knows. I don't need even, headphones without without a cord. So I have
what an amazing time to be alive.
Oh, my gosh. It is so exciting. It was like, oh, my gosh, I am so glad I lost my hearing aids because look what I have now. I have my recording and listening inside my head at all times. So I just have
I love it.
Anyone that's resisting, that's wondering about getting hearing aids, there's a really goodness that can come out of it.
Yeah, well, and Jane, the thing that I think of with that, because we do have so much stuff about that as a culture, but there are lots of people who are born with hearing loss, completely. I don't even mean completely deaf, and there are plenty of those people. And they just live their entire lives with hearing aids and deeply, profoundly grateful that they have them. And then there are those of us who, go through our lives with great good health, and then when something starts fading, then it's a source of embarrassment or self-consciousness, and you think, my ego is so silly.
Oh, it's so silly. Thank you. Thank you. So I just wanted to
thank
put that
you.
Out as a support possibility. Thank you so much for the practice.
Right.
I am so deeply, deeply, deeply in gratitude. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great
day.
Thank
you, Jane. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jane.
Ashwini, that little story has huge implications, doesn't it?
It that sure does.
Something has happened. It's a tragedy. Huh. Look at this. I got something so much better as a result of that perceived tragedy.
Yes. Yes. Sort of parallel processes. We were looking at this in a workshop yesterday, right, that everything that is unacceptable has to become acceptable if we want to have the perspective everything is acceptable.
Yes.
And so the practice of that, is for us to transform our perspective whenever we encounter something as unacceptable is our opportunity to remove that from being the infinite perspective of conscious, compassionate awareness. And that's what Jane was demonstrating, What is acceptable about this rather than what is unacceptable about it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that theme that we get on regularly, for people who like presents, to get presents, this is clearly a gift. I don't see it as a gift. What's the gift in this?
That's right.
And usually we don't have to look all that long. If we're open in that accepting way that you're describing, we'll see it pretty quickly.
Yeah, and just a little other note, we used the Grinch as the Grinch Who Stole Christmas as the theme for the workshop yesterday. And
fabulous
that play
workshop.
It was a fabulous workshop. And that we can identify, we can know when we're in that Grinch place, right? That's what practice gives us. It's what you were telling Ren. I know that that's in this place. And so if I do enough recording and listening, what inevitably happens is that light seeking me will tell me I'm being the Grinch. So let's move to that place of acceptance. It's a process. There's an identification momentary or a couple of hours with that closed heart place. And we talk ourselves into the open heart place.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's so well stated. And such an important piece of it. We get talked out of being open-hearted and present. Mm-hmm. We need to learn to talk ourselves into being open-hearted and present. And those recordings about what's going on in this here now, everything that's beautiful and wonderful and that I'm grateful for, that's how we talk ourselves into it.
Yeah, and the thing that you said, I think, in the workshop yesterday, which was so transformative for everyone, was that place when we recognize that what we're projecting from ego is actually not true.
Yeah.
As soon as we get to that place, the heart opens.
Yeah. We see ego for what it is, and from that vantage point, realize that the heart is open. It's one of those accept, embrace, let go. You know, which comes first? You know, who cares? You know, I mean, if we were those kinds of people, we could parse it down to, well, and there's the exact moment when, but it doesn't actually matter. It occurs to us to disidentify, and we realize we're already disidentified when it occurs to us. You know, in that occurring to us, we disidentify.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Can you
Good
hear
morning.
Me?
Good morning. Oh. Can.
This is Linda Joy, and it's so interesting because when the first caller said she knew she was going to be on the air, I said to myself, yes, I'm going to be going and seeing you guys tomorrow for the New Year's retreat. And I just know that I will be on either this morning or tomorrow morning. So here I am.
So here you are.
And I want
intuition
to
is alive and well.
Isn't it amazing? Oh, I've just been so conscious of that in the last few days. It's just blowing me away. And the part that's really up for me right now, I am so excited about being with you the next 5 days. And at the same time, my egocentric karmic conditioning is going crazy.
Don't own it, Linda Joy. Oh, don't own it. It's not yours. It's a parasite that has temporarily attached.
It's amazing how powerful it is right now, though, Sherry. It's almost scaring me because I'm finding myself just sitting in tears saying, oh, my God, I don't have the right clothes. I'm not going to have this. I'm going to be, it's who do you think you are, you know, to go off and leave your husband for five. I mean, it's just saying everything, you know, that it can hit me with.
Every ugly thing it can hit you with, So, one of the things that we can do in the face of that, have you asked him if it's okay with him that you go?
I have, but he kind of bumbles, and I would like to do something today to really say, you know, I'm going to this space, and, you know, it's
and I'm feeling bad about leaving you. Are you going to be okay? Is it okay with you? Look me in the eye. Because that's one of the things that we can do. Is to face it down. So, you know, you're not going to have the right clothes to wear. Well, imagine that you're just around the house. Do you have any sweatpants?
I do.
That
and
would
I
be a good thing to pack.
This very loose skirt, dark navy blue, you know, skirt kind of thing that goes to the ground, and and I know I'm okay.
Well, it's good to see it. Right? You're having a workshop ahead of the workshops.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I've already done this morning is to, I read what Ashwan shared, you know, about how we can never go back. And the other thing I'm thinking is I have been doing retreats, vision quests, workshops, spiritual work for the last 30 years now. And it's like, I'm worried about, oh, should I read this? What should I look at for it? And it's like, I have everything I need, and I know that.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's all inside. And I've had it all along, of course, too, but I'm conscious of that and of that
yep.
voice. And I wrote down, and I'm going to share this with you, is to when I feel a negative, any kind of emotion or thought that doesn't feel right, I'm going to stop, listen, breathe, and ask, what does this moment have to offer me?
Mm-hmm.
And to be in the response instead of the reaction. And it's funny because I've been determined to work with this for, like, I don't know how long. And my husband said to me the other night, we had one of our little reactions. And I said to him, stop. I said, stop. And I said, stop. You're the one who's not. He says, well, I'm just reacting to you. And, oh, wow, did that hit me right in the face, because I thought, yes, we're both sitting here reacting to each other, you know, instead of really listening.
Mm-hmm.
So my work, and I don't want to look at it as work, but my practice now is to really, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to have it with my morning meditation and readings. And it's going to say, stop, breathe, and listen.
Yeah, yeah. And just add a thank you and an I love you, and you're in great shape.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and thank
yeah.
you. And I'm so glad that I heard you say next year, because this is going to continue in some form, I hope. Because it's just this morning, I had to work the last 2 weeks, and I've just missed it so much, and I couldn't figure out how to get to the recordings, the repeat, you know, to So anyway, and I'm just letting go of it all. It's all just what it is. And
well, it is. It is, Linda Joy. It is what it is, which is a very good attitude. And when something like that happens, what we want to learn to do is to check in. So, you know, you can always write in and say, I'm not being able to find the recordings. How do
I
do that?
I did.
Yeah.
And I knew that.
Oh, good. Very good.
So I'm not in a rush, and I know everything's going to be
good.
Just fine. Yeah. Yep.
Good. Excellent. Excellent.
So,
I'm so glad.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
I can't wait to see
continue.
Both of you tomorrow. And, yeah.
Can all right. Continue that packing. You've got all the
yes.
right stuff. Just put it in a little bag.
No. Okay.
See you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Be happy.
Yes.
Linda Joy. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so.
All right.
Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Here I am. Double.
There you are.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. This sounds like Phil. Yeah.
It is Phil. As far as I know, it's Phil.
that's what we call this particular form.
That's right. That's right. And, boy, this is just such a fun conversation, and they all are, but and the funniest thing was I was sitting here, you know, I'm not going to get on, you know, and then right at the last minute, just when Sweeney said, so we have time for one more caller, I said, I knew right
well,
my stomach out. It was me. And it was. it's kind of like a miracle. I mean, that I would even think that, since I wasn't thinking that. But anyhow, I think this conversation has reminded me of a couple of things, and one of them was that part about being pursued. And, you know, one of my favorite poems forever, and it's not the whole poem because I think it gets so involved, but it's that Hound of Heaven, you know, where I fled him down the nights and down the days and down the labyrinth and ways of my heart. And it's the fellow, I think his name is Francis something, I can't remember all of it, his name, wrote it. Took some kind of addict of drugs. I can't remember anymore. And wrote it as God, life pursuing him all these years, you know. And So
it's all these dark places.
All these dark places, and never stopped. And then all of a sudden, he woke up, you know, and I think he changed his ways. I'm not remembering all that. But
sounds
I just
like
love
it
that,
from that poem.
That, yeah, I just love that poem, at least the first part of it, or that part of it anyhow. So, you know, it's like that when, and I quote, when there's just no turning back, it's kind of like, for me, I think, waking up and realizing that, you know, life has pursued all these years, and then at that point I know it, and so there's no need to pursue anymore. If you know what I mean, it's just like, okay,
well,
I'm here. I'm
yes, and then it's to me what you're describing at that juncture and the juncture that we all are facing for ourselves is. Now I have, it's like you make a decision that you're going to pursue a healthy diet or you're going to pursue good health, that sort of thing. You know that. That's the commitment. That's what you're doing. And you're not going to not do that. But there are all these little habits. There are all the places where we go unconscious, the things that we haven't realized yet are preventing us from wholeheartedly participating in the commitment that we have made. And that's what we're doing now in practice, is realize, okay, I didn't see that. I didn't realize that was coming between me and the deepest desire of my heart. I just didn't know that. And now that's where it becomes a gift, right? Because, oh, thank you. Yes, I can see that now. Yes, oh, that's very good. Does it mean I won't fall for it again? No, it doesn't mean that. It just means I see it. And it's like the lights are, you know, the lights are on. We've got our hands off the dimmer switch at this point. And now the lights are kind of magically coming, getting brighter, almost it seems like by themselves. But it's not. They're getting brighter because we are losing more of what's been covering our eyes, and we can see more clearly.
Yes, that's exactly one of the other, not said like that, of course, that's beautiful, but what I saw as we were, as I was recording and then as I was listening to this show again, the show that came back up again, was that whole, just kind of, in a sense, what you've said, that at that certain point there's the commitment, and so conditioning doesn't, there's no conditioning about whether or not I'm going to practice. It can go into all those other
yeah.
areas that you said, you know, this and
yeah.
all the
yeah.
places to fine-tune it, but it's not like there's any conversation about whether or not, you know, practice is going to be the main thing in my life or not. You know, it's just,
that's
it
right.
is, so
that,
I can't talk
yeah.
about that.
That's right. That's already decided. We don't need to go over that one more time. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That little part right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So thank
All
you
right.
very much. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, thank you. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
Bye, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Bill. And with that, Sherry, we have our assignment.
All right.
I have found that among its other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver.
Mm.
We've long suspected that our giving has little, if anything, to do with the recipient, haven't we? We give because it feels good and we want to feel good. Of course, there can be giving from ego, which is designed to give in order to get, but that's not what we're talking about. In the same way that we can't cleverly use kindness when identified with ego, we can't have the heartfelt feeling good that giving from the heart is. It's simply not possible. Today, whenever you can find an opportunity, give for the sheer joy of giving. Record and listen.
I love it. So we think that a lot of people would believe the season of giving is over now. We have that behind us. But no, in practice, we just keep on keeping on, as Gladys would say.
All right. Thank you, Sherry. We will
talk to you tomorrow. Yes. All right. Take care, everybody. Go happy.
Take care.